Attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's God's truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we need to go back to the centrality of what is truth. Let me just use a little Youngblood tidbit footnote here. The Democrats are saying that it's Trump's problem with the government shutdown. Is that true or false? The Republicans are saying it's Chuck Schumer and the leader of the House responsibility as Democrats that are the responsible parties for the shutdown. Where is truth? Now, for those that have not heard the truth on that issue, it has nothing to do with the Republican Party. It has all to do with the fact that the Obamacare premiums, insurance premiums that was attached to the Obamacare 10 years ago, those special benefits paid for by the taxpayers, the extra dollars, about $1.5 trillion that was being gifted out of the door, those expire December 31st, 2025. They expire. And so the Democrats are fighting, clawing back, wanting to shut the government down and have it shut down for the destruction of our nation in order to force the issue to renew those gifted benefits, the premiums. This is the reason they're saying people are going to use the lose their insurance policies. They're saying that millions are going to die because children will starve to death because they're not having other benefits that was to be provided with the government running. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all fictitious. It's phony. It's a farce. It's a lie. It is designed to delude and to deceive the American citizens. The battle is not what the Communist Network News is talking about. It is not the real issue. The point that I make with that digression is to simply say we need to be able to recognize truth and not be confused by falsehoods, mythology, and errors that we find taking place in our nation so heavily today. John 17:17, by the way, there's a declaratory statement about the Word of God. John 17:17, the Bible says, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117:2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." But it's very valid, very real, the statement coming out of the dystopian novel of George Orwell entitled 1984. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is, just as he states it. Let me just read you a quote from Orwell. "The further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." Ladies and gentlemen, whichever coast you live on, the left coast or the right coast, whether you're a socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrat, or a conservative, truth matters. But that is a distant fact in society today. may I say to you, multitudes. The millennials, 5%, say the thing is absolute truth. They say, and I quote, each person determines their own version of truth. May I say to you, it matters what we believe about truth. In fact, the headline article says most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. The article begins with the dictionary, description of truth. It says truth is the body of real things. Truth is the evidence of real facts, actualities. Truth is the state of being in case the facts. You remember back years ago, some of you would recall it, there used to be a program on television, and it was an FBI agent, and his name was Joe Friday. And when he'd sit and talk with someone interviewing them, he'd say, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. And that's what we need to get back to today, is just the facts. But we find more and more, ladies and gentlemen, that's finding that the facts are totally elusive and not available at all. So one of the things that we need to understand and recognize is that truth matters, and we need to stick to truth. So when we talk about issues on the Let's Face the Issues broadcast, we're not talking about denominational dogma. We're not talking about philosophical rhetoric. We do go back by, we don't adhere to some political rhetoric that we're supposed to adhere to. We go back to the truth book, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22, we find the truth. It is God's progressive revelation of himself to man. It is God that we are able to see God and what he's done yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And ladies and gentlemen, as we see what is happening in our nation today, in our world today, it's impossible not to see the rapid wrap-up of this old world in the last of the last days. Matthew 24 talks about that. We're going to talk about that somewhat in the broadcast today. We're going to be talking about never, never again, never forget. Ladies and gentlemen, I must go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day. My challenge to every believer, to every conservative, to every Christian, to everyone listening, is we need to go back to seek the truth, learn it. Listen to it, love it, tell it, live it, and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, may I just put a little footnote there? That's exactly what Charlie Kirk was doing, and he stood for truth, defended the truth even to death. Now, I'm not trying to use Charlie Kirk as the main character that we need to keep our eyes focused on. We need to keep our eyes focused on the Lordship of Jesus Christ and his word. But when we look at it from the human perspective and understand exactly what took place in that scenario with the assassination of Charlie Kirk, he was slaughtered, assassinated, because of standing for truth, political truth, religious truth. And may I say to you, we need to have that as the mindset today as we learn truth, learn it, love it, live it, tell it, and be willing to stand for it. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. On the campus of Tools for Time, it's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flies the U.S. flag, Old Glory. find that flag and the flagpole. Base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, as we think on the issue today, never again, never forget. I'm reminded of several, and time won't allow us to go through all of them, but I'll just use it as a little introduction. Several passages in the Word of God. Proverbs 3:1 says, "My son, forget not my law." Deuteronomy 4:9, "Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest thou depart from the heart of all the days of thy life. But teach them to thy sons and to thy sons' sons." Deuteronomy 8:11. "Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in keeping his commandments and his judgments, his statutes, which I command thee this day." Psalms 103:2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. There's a theme in the scripture of never forgetting. And perhaps you recall the most famous one in late American history is the 9/11 situation, the 9/11 invasion by the Islamic jihadists, and about 3,000 people killed that day. And George Bush and others took a stand and said, "Never forget, never forget." And then several times down through history, and we'll talk about that a little later in the broadcast, there's been the mantra, never again, never again. When you look at what is happening what has happened on a global basis when it comes to socialism, Marxism, communism. By the way, Marxism, socialism are just communism light. We'll talk about that in the broadcast today. We'll see what's happening on a global basis in socialism, Marxism, and communism. And the mindset and the mantra has been for all of these years, centuries, that never, ever, never will that happen in America. Well, let me cut through the chase. We're witnessing and watching it. We're in the grandstands watching what is taking place in America with the growing Islamic invasion and the standing up of progressivism through the wokeism and now full-blown communism that's being pushed through the Democratic Party in America. May I say to you, I'm looking at an article that a friend of mine sent me online. I believe he had posted it on his social media page. It says, "New York City is looking like it's going to be under communist, socialist, Muslim control. If that can happen in New York City, which is arguably one of the most famous and recognizable cities in the world, what does that say about our battle?" That's a pretty good question. It's a pretty good position. What do you say about that? Ladies and gentlemen, we know that we're in the last days when we see that taking place. When we see what is happening today, I've always said, whatever you see on a local, national, state, or international, global basis, look at it through the prism. Examine it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say about it? And may I say to you what we're seeing today with the chaos, the confusion, the calamity, disengagement by so many in America today, I believe we can go to Matthew 24 and start with the questions that the disciples asked the Lord Jesus. And the balance of Matthew 24 and 25 is the Lord Jesus Christ's answer to his disciples about what to expect in the last days. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, when you look at that, you soon discover that the primary thing is nation against nation. The word there is the word ethnos. Ethnic groups against groups. See what's happening around the globe. You see that is taking place. Look at what is happening in America. When you have President Trump trying to send in the law enforcement to protect citizens, to protect and preserve America, where the law enforcement's being spit on, being hurt, harmed, and shot at, and somehow, some way, demeaned and displaced, and you find governors in the blue cities, blue states, and the mayors in the blue cities that are taking a stand openly against anything that would be called proper citizenship in America. They're taking a stand against President Trump when he's trying to clean up the cities and make the cities safe again. Ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing the serious internal upheaval in America. The law enforcement, ICE agents, DHS, and the police attempting to bring about order in our cities and in our streets and states. But anarchy seems to prevail. Anarchy seems to be the rule of the day. The mindset being promulgated by the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party is simply to stand against anything that President Trump wants to do or President Trump is attempting to do. The Democratic Party today is bringing about what I call a divided America. And ladies and gentlemen, let me put a little footnote to that. In Matthew, the 12th chapter, verse 25 and 26, and I paraphrase, the Lord Jesus Christ says, a divided house, a divided church, a divided city, a divided state, a divided nation cannot stand. Now, I have elongated that for our understanding. And yet, somehow, some way, there's a mindset that we can continue a cohesiveness in America when there is absolute total division in our nation. President Trump has his plate full. What President Trump is doing is an all-out attempt to secure America's borders, remove the Islamic invaders in our nation, and make our streets and our cities safe again. Yet the move on the left appears to be bent on the destruction of all that we as conservatives and Christians and patriots hold dear as Americans. May I say to you, we have a constitutional republic with a representative form of government. That's being eviscerated as we speak. How long can America stand? How long will it take before we go total socialist, Marxist, communism when we look at what is happening in New York City? And we're going to have a special guest that we'll introduce in a moment. We're going to talk about what's happening in New York. We'll talk about what does it connote for the balance of the nation. We'll talk about what President Trump is doing and trying to clean up and remove the Islamic invaders that in America. Is he running against the law? Is he running afoul of the law? Is what he is doing, is it constitutional? Why is it that we have so many judges? Who are these unelected, black-robed judges that are trying to rule the Oval Office? Who are they, and why does it matter in America? May I say, ladies and gentlemen, the socialists, the communists are trampling underfoot our nation's morals, ethics, and values. Would you have ever thought, ladies and gentlemen, that in New York City, a city about 8 million people, would vote for an Islamic communist as mayor? That's where we're headed today. That's where we're going. We'll open the telephone lines in a moment and allow you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion in a moment as we introduce our very special guest. Let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Yes. I got three questions for you. Number one, the Democratic Party want to keep Obamacare to take care of the illegal aliens. Is that right?
You're exactly right. And it was designed, by the way, that was set up, supposedly thrown in there, that especially during COVID, that everybody, regardless of who you are, whether you're a citizen or not, whether you're deserving or not, whether you're an illegal invader or not, you'll have health care. It was designed for that very purpose. And the very fight that we have today that's being faced in D.C. is the shutdown of the government, because the Republicans are saying, we're not going to relent. We're not going to increase our budget, our spending, by $1.5 trillion in order to continue to pay health care premiums for many of them that are beyond the realm financially of having the need of subsidy on insurance, plus the fact it's designed to continue to supply the health care for all illegal invaders, and I'm praying that Trump will eventually get most of them out of the nation. Go ahead with the other questions.
Okay, and I believe you say created Joe, but it was Obama, because I remember when Benjamin Netanyahu came here, I call him BB, when he came here and asked him not to let Iran get nuclear power, because they were saying it was for the citizens, and come to find out later on. And when he came here, He spent like 35 minutes. He left and had him to come through the back door like I used to have to do in the 60s. Okay, but the Muslim Brotherhood came here. He greeted them at the front door with kisses and hugs. I think spent like, 2 hours? A little more than 2 hours with them.
Well, Kenneth, let's face it. Two or three things fall into place there. Number one, Barack Hussein Obama is not a U.S. citizen. Secondly, Barack Hussein Obama was an illegal, what's called a Manchurian president, an illegal president. He was not elected by the people. He has no birth certificate, the legitimate, et cetera, et cetera. Barack Hussein Obama is the puppeteer behind the scenes for the Joe Biden administration. Biden was Sleepy Joe, Auto Pen Joe, but it was the third term of Barack Hussein Obama being played out through the picture, the face, the mindset, and the image of Joe Biden. By the way, with most of the things that Auto Pen signed, Auto Pen Biden, there's a move now with the House and the Senate, their investigations, of setting aside everything that could be proven that was done by Auto Pen that Biden was not aware of. So it's a large task, and I pray that we'll get some way in the realm of a modicum of relief from that. But just pray for our leaders. Did you have something else you wanted to ask?
Yes, sir. I think all these riots and everything from ICE, it's funded by somebody. Just like George Soros, a couple of million and billionaires, they're trying to bring America down.
Kenneth, you're exactly right. The major thing is we need to recognize that these riots, these demonstrations are all planned. They're promulgated, paid for by sources that want to undermine and destroy the constitutional republic called the United States of America. This is the reason I've said so often on this broadcast. As Christians, we need to see the truth and understand it. We need to pray for President Trump, pray that God will give him wisdom, and most of all, that God would protect him through the process that we're witnessing today, where it's a battle the entire distance of trying to protect and preserve the United States of America. It deserves our prayer, deserves our attention, and it is my prayer today that God will continue to use President Trump as the instrument, the tool that he has desired to use in making some corrections in America and preserving our nation for at least a short, brief period of time in the future. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our delight today to have Congressman Mike Hill as our very special guest. Congressman Hill is the former District 1 representative for the state of Florida. Congressman Hill, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us and this dialogue and discussion today.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate being on your show. And I heard you mention we want to talk about what's going on in New York. And we have these socialist, Marxist, communist wing of the Democrat Party who want to install this communist Muslim in the nation's largest and richest city, New York City. It's unbelievable. And I'm reading some recent headlines here that Cuomo, even though I don't like him as a leader, is gaining ground on Mandami and potentially may overtake him. And even though I don't like Cuomo, he would be much better than a communist Muslim heading up that city.
Absolutely. And one of the things, Congressman Hill, that I've mentioned several times and I'll reiterate it, in my book that was published in 2012, 25 chapters, about 350 pages, titled the book is Islam Tolerant. And I make mention there in the book that any city, any state, any nation that Islam gets to between 2 and 6%, it will rise up and demand to have control. Most are not aware of the fact that in New York City, there's approximately 11% that's Islamic. And look at what is happening with the standing up and demanding. And the bottom line is, Congressman Hill, Mandami is a full-fledged communist, progressive, socialist, Marxist, Islamic jihadist. He hates the Jews. He hates Israel. I've got a sheaf of documents showing his quotes down through the years of what he said in relationship to Israel, what he said about Jews, what he said about the Communist Party, what he said his goals are in relationship to turning everything into a communist city in the city of New York. I am surprised to see so many that voted for him in the primary. One of the things, Congressman Hill, that just came to mind, understanding, I realize that in the primaries, it's already been revealed in the studies, in the research, that the majority of those that voted for him were the white, female, college graduate people that put him in a position with the primary 46.2%. But now what has been said is that most of these that are in that category that voted for him in the primary are looking for somebody that will forgive their school debts because they hold credentials that is sheepskins with print on it with some credential and a degree nomenclature that has no value whatsoever in the marketplace, so therefore they can't get a job to pay off their college debts, and they want somebody to pay it for them. And they're looking to the gift through Mandami to do so. But the question that I have, I'm looking at a headline here, says, Mandami paints Muslims as the real victims of 9/11. Let me read you three brief paragraphs, get your take on it. New York City mayoral candidate Zoran Mandami brought himself to tears on Friday while talking about how Muslims supposedly suffered after the 9/11 terrorist attack. Quote, "I want to use this moment to speak of the Muslims of New York City," Mandami said. "Through tears, I want to speak to the memory of my aunt, who stopped taking the subway after September the 11th because she did not feel safe in her hijab." Mandami continued, "I will always remember that the disdain that I faced, the way that my name could immediately become Muhammad, and how I could return to my own city, my own place, ask in a double-mirrored room in the airport if I had any plans to attack America." In the speech, he made no mention of nearly 3,000 people who died on 9/11. The self-described democratic socialist has refused to condemn calls to globalize infatada, a slogan historically used to urge violence against Jewish communities. Intifada is a term that he still holds dear and believes that it should be real. What does that say to you? How should we view what is taking place in New York? And I know this is a three-pronged question, but does this redound to the potentiality of other cities going Islamic communist?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, a couple of things about Mandami and you that you mentioned in the article. Number one, it's been revealed that he did not have an aunt in New York City during that time. So he's a bald-faced liar.
That's right.
And those fake tears that he was squeezing out of his eyes at that time were simply to bring an emotional response from his followers, from his audience, but it was all fake. He didn't fear for his life of walking down the street, and neither did any other Muslims at that time. It was all fake. It was a lie. And as you mentioned, he didn't say anything about the 3,000 who died in the Twin Towers then because of Muslim terrorists who were fighting their jihad, which he does not want to repudiate. So we cannot let someone like this become the mayor of our financial center of the United States, New York City. He would decimate it. He would have it looking like London does now, and we cannot allow that. It's a shame that the Democrats who are embracing him, like Schumer and AOC and Nancy Pelosi and Liz Warren, that they are embracing this communist jihadist to be the mayor of New York City.
Absolutely. And we need to be gravely concerned about that. Congressman Hill, if you will hold on a moment, we're going to have the top of the hour news hour, and we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida.